Are we ready?
All systems are operational.
Then let's begin. What should we say next? Here's the theme tune.
That's too early. Oh. Oh, it's kind of coming in.
It's coming in now.
Yeah.
It's practically, we're into it.
They're the only ones I like.
Listen, they all taste pretty similar, to be fair.
Really?
Pork gelatin or something. Is it something? No. That sort of thing. Big issues.
We're back
in the room. Welcome to Celebrity Gossip Podcast, the Crescent episode. Is that 87 or is it 88?
It's 87.
What? I thought we were into the 90s already.
No.
I just made that
we
up.
We should be.
Yeah, we should
be.
We've
done like two this year.
Yeah, because we never do them. We're such lightweights now. So, well, let's get cracking on with this one. What is on the covers of... We've got magazines from the past couple of weeks, really, because...
There's still cola bottles left in the Starmix.
Crispin's just making a rustly sound, even though I said, let's crack on and begin. And Crispin said to me before we started, let's do it half an hour one, yeah? But he's just causing... Hold ups by rattling the Haribo bag.
Why don't you talk a bit more about nothing? Then we'd definitely be able to do a half an hour one.
I offered you Haribos before it began.
I didn't want them then.
Well.
Alright.
What's on the covers, Chris, one of your magazines? These are the magazines from the last 2 weeks because we went on holiday to France and we were going to do a special one.
Yeah.
Podcast in France, but then we couldn't be bothered because we. Hungover and stuff. Yeah, just wasn't possible. It was impossible, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, we wouldn't have had the theme tune in it. We didn't have a microphone.
We'd have had to sort it out when we got home.
And that would have been pointless because that was only the other day.
Yeah.
Anyway, justified. Charlotte and Cheryl pile on the pounds.
Charlotte has not piled on the pounds. I saw a photograph of her saying,
fat cunt.
It's ridiculous. Gain 6 pounds. A girl can gain 6 pounds in a weekend.
6 pounds. Well, that's just like 2 meals, isn't it?
It's just if you have a couple of days of eating, going out for dinner a couple of times or whatever and drinking a lot of beer, then you could gain 6 pounds and then you'd lose it when you stop doing that every day. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. I see what you mean, but... Yeah. Do you see what I mean?
Well, that's right.
That's
right. Jamie Oliver and Gok Wan every week. I didn't notice that before. I don't even know what that means. Snake bit my boob and died of silicone poisoning, says Glamour Model.
Oh, that's lovely.
Colleen, can't someone shut this evil slapper up? She's not. That's not about her. That's about her. That's what she's saying about another girl.
Oh, what girl?
I wasn't coughing at all until I went on air.
Now you've caught the whooping cough.
Better not have. She's saying, can't someone come on... I couldn't do that at all. She's saying, can't someone shut up this evil slapper, which is the girl that slept with Wayne.
Who slept with Wayne?
A prostitute.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. And then now she keeps going on in the papers, but now she's being sort of semi-famous in like the Sunday Sport, the News of the World, whatever. We'll talk about this when we crack on in.
Rightio.
Kerry's back on the booze and junk food. And also, it looks like, according to this picture, when she did that funny face in the magazine the other week when we laughed at it.
The wind changed.
Apparently it is true. If the wind changes when you're putting in a nasty face, you're stuck like that. You're doing the same face again.
Sorry, I just nicked your joke, didn't I?
What do you mean?
I said it before you. I heard you think it and then I said it by accident.
But was it? Wow. I think you're probably making more of a mountain out of a molehill, Crispin.
So you're not going to beat me as soon as I turn the microphone off?
No,
then.
I think...
Is that on the right one? Yeah, it is on the right one.
No, I think that you're just now making me look stupid by going on about how I had a joke and as if I planned it and was all ready for my big... I was all ready for my big performance of my joke, and then you stepped in at the last minute and whipped it away from under my very nose.
Yeah, you were just taking a moment to put your lipstick on to your lips with your makeup on, and when you put the lipstick to your lips, it just leapt in there, looked at your script.
Yeah, you looked at my script, and you stole it. No way Kelly Brook is having a baby.
Cool. There is no way she's having one, or...
No, they're just saying, no way, can't believe it. I don't know why.
Jordan's new man, her pals warn her, colon. He's another fame-hungry nobody.
This doesn't even make any sense. Hollyoaks' new hunk alert, reveal scoop. What does that mean? Oh, reveal. Scoop? What's a scoop? Is that a special story?
Yeah.
We'll scoop this new story right up.
Yeah.
We're revealing a hunk.
You've heard that before, surely.
Yeah, it just didn't make any sense when I read it in that sort of context, and none of it made any sense.
Yeah, I don't think it really counts as a scoop if, like, a PR agency phones you up and tells you what to say.
Yeah.
There's not a great deal of investigative journalism gone on there. In order to justify.
Maybe that's why it didn't look right to me and I didn't understand it. Pregnant Holly warns colon. Hands off my daytime TV job.
Who's she warning that to?
Colon.
Sarah's surgery shocker. Plus colon. Alex's steamy romp with a model.
Oh, God. Well...
He told me Jordan starved him of sex.
She did. The bitch. Stalked by a horny OAP. When I first read that, it looked like Ope.
Horny like, Ope.
Yeah. Secret of these breasts. Right here, these massive, giant-sized tits. They're actually a bum. That's what they look like, isn't it?
Mega bum. Looks like one of the fake plastic bums you get from the joke shop.
Oh, but that's the secret. They're real.
The real fake plastic bum.
And they're real boobs.
Her real tits.
Her real boobs. That's her secret.
Crumbs. Is there more about that later, or should I press you further?
I don't know. Do you want to know more about it? I don't need to know.
I think that's the extent of the story.
That's the extent of the story. She just has massive, giant-sized tits. She's the giantest tits ever. Well, not in the whole world, I've learned, but...
Jordan vows to conceive and marry within months after she's had a boob job and a rib removed.
Jordan, why her next why home could be it? A caravan...
Love it. Why does she want to have a rib removed?
So she can give herself a blowjob.
She thinks she's having a cock put on as well.
Yeah, no, she's already got one. She chopped it off Alex Reed and stitched it on. Oh, yeah. Sellotaped it onto her vagina.
It come off that tape.
Yeah, I did try and tell her.
shock pregnancies. Denise Welch at 52, my body's better now than it was in my 20s.
Who the fuck is she?
It's Nana from Loose Women.
All right, Nan. She,
don't tell the story that you're not allowed to tell because we'll get in trouble.
Which story?
The one about Nana in the toilet.
I don't know that story.
Right.
I can't remember what I was going to say. Interrupted. Removed thought from brain. Thanks, Crispin. Right, let's move on then. Have you got another magazine to tell us about?
No.
Have you done it all?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's break on in. Oh, have you seen this? The dude out of...
Out of... The Wire.
The Wire.
Dominic West. His next... Playing Fred West.
Yeah.
His real life dad.
That's a joke, lols.
You did look. You did almost believe it. Just
I kind of went.
Oh, really,
Crispin? Yeah, this is why Colleen got annoyed and told this woman to shut that evil bitch up. Is because in a newspaper, it was this. I think it was this girl's birthday, and someone had done a cake of that.
With Shrek.
She's picked the scene where he bedded her and her mate and paid the money for it. So it's quite funny, really. It is a plasticine thing of Shrek in a football t-shirt with two babes in a bed next to him. It's quite funny. Anyway, I wasn't really very interested in reading that.
Celebs get curvy. Forget size zero. These stars prove the fuller figure is back. Mel B, weight gain colon, 4 pounds.
Weight gain colon, 4 pounds.
Holly Valance, weight gain colon, 10 pounds.
Holly Valance? Hang on a minute. Let's have a look at her then. Where is she?
Yeah. I'm pointing at it.
Oh. She has puffed out a little bit, hasn't she? She's been She's been out of the limelight for a little while. Who else have we got?
Looking curvy at Elton John's AIDS Foundation party in Hollywood.
She hasn't got AIDS then.
The former Neighbours star, who is loved up with boyfriend Nick Candy, has said she enjoys romantic picnics in the park.
Lots
with rosé wine and lots of cheese.
God.
Oh, she's that's loved where up. She's put on that £10 then.
Well, that's what that happens.
Uh-oh, here's another £9 for Jamie Winston. Would you believe?
Who's Jamie Winston?
Ray Winston's mum. Out of adulthood.
Never seen it.
Oh. Leona Lewis, guess how much she's put on?
£1.
It's a lot more than that.
£3.
£3, yeah.
Fucking hell.
I know.
How could they say that about her? £3. No, you can't see £3. £3 could be you need a wee.
You could probably have a hat that wore £3, couldn't you? Yeah. She's not wearing a hat. Maybe the scrunchie.
Kerry's been piled on £10. She's, it's utterly boring, so I'm not going to talk about it. See, that's curvy Charl. She doesn't even look very curvy.
Charl.
I love that every time you see her in the magazine at the moment, she's not been pat. She's just, it's just always a picture of her singing and her new boyfriend and his guitar and then playing in a pub somewhere. It's all very humble. I quite like it.
Lovely Charl.
This is quite funny. On Twitter, Cher, the real actual Cher, the old woman, 64 years old, on Twitter asks who or what is Cher Lloyd? Because she'd seen loads of stuff about Cher Lloyd. And then she was soon hit with a barrage of abuse from fans of the 17-year-old, including one who said, "There's only one amazing Cher, and that's Cher Lloyd," to the real Cher. I don't know. I mean, I'm not really sure even what I just thought it was quite amusing.
How many tweets do you think constitutes a barrage?
One.
Four.
Probably. Just that one. But who's Cher Lloyd? That's not the question. Who or what is Cher Lloyd? That's Cher Lloyd, but I don't recognise her. She's got pink hair.
Yeah, out of the telly.
X Factor or something. Oh, fuck's sake. Jesus Christ.
Guess who is new columnist? You can look at the
magazine.
I can't
see it.
Oh, good.
Who is it?
It's Amy out of The Only Way Is Essex.
All right. Amy. Signs the name of the little love heart. Oh, shut up. I'm going to watch that tonight, actually, later on. Maybe I'm not going to watch it tonight because we're not going to have time, but...
It's only half nine.
Well, best move swiftly on, then.
Vajazzle Queen, there have been whispers about me launching my own Vajazzle kits.
No.
Talks are in the early stages, but I'd love to have my own range. I am a professional vajazzler after all. !
What? How? What? So, when I was a kid, you used to have these, well, I'm sure little girls still have them now, but when I was a little girl, you used to have these things what were stick-on jewels that you stick on your face and stuff. That's basically vajazzles, isn't it? They're stick-on jewels. professional vajazzler. What the fuck? Professional sticker. Do you have to do a course on how to stick jewels on? How to stick on jewels?
Well, don't you remember? She said she'd done a course, but then she was still reading the instructions when she'd done it on telly.
Yeah. Look up the Jazzling. See a bit more.
Yeah, she hasn't really got a lot more to say. And that's the end of that magazine.
Jordan's got a new boy.
Yeah.
His name's Leandro. Your name Leandro? Yeah.
And he's got a big cock.
Well, he's Argentinian and he's 25. He's quite hot looking, really.
I've seen a picture of him in his pants.
I've got these. Oh, have you? Let's have a look.
Oh, it might be in this one. Yeah, look.
Oh. Oh, yeah, actually, it's nice. He's a bit, he's just a bit, I don't really like the pants. That's what first of all disappointed me. I wasn't really impressed by the pants. They're a bit next, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a hot bod. But it looks just a bit plastic. And it looks like he waxes and oils his chest.
Do you want to hear what Jordan said about her ex-boyfriend's cocks?
Yeah.
I've stolen your thunder. Should we wait for that? You do your bit.
Stop doing this. Backtracking and stopping. It's caused such a commotion. It's ridiculous. I'll pipe in a moment.
Okay.
Okay?
Right. Gladiator ace, Warren Furman.
He would have had a big one, would he? Or just a little one?
He couldn't get a hard on. I remember looking down... Yeah. I remember looking down and thinking, what am I supposed to do with this?
Oh.
Put it in your mouth?
Yeah, make it go hard. It's not supposed to just go hard at the sight of you. Like, obviously that can happen, but it doesn't always.
Right, Dane Bowers. He had the smallest willy, and his body could have done with some serious toning, but I loved him, and he was much better with his hands.
Oh.
Well, that's right.
Well, that's right, Jordan. Yep.
Dwight York. He had the extra inches, but the chemistry wasn't that strong.
Oh, yeah, I'm just trying to remember who he was. He was the blind baby dad. Blind baby daddy.
Gareth Gates. Really?
That's what you just did. You did a stutter. You just did a silent one that only I could see. You reeled me in and then I did a... Anyway, that was a fake because he doesn't have it anymore, does he?
Don't know.
Is that slanderous?
Gareth Gates, his willy kept slipping out. He kept saying, oh no, what have I done? I'm sorry. Peter Andre, my joke in the jungle about him having an acorn-sized one had been wildly off the mark. Less of an acorn, more of an oak.
Oh, God. I was just glazed over thinking about it then.
A cock that was shaped like
thinking
a tree.
Thinking like a large tree-sized cock.
Or bark on
one
the
one that gave you splinters. Who else?
Alex Reed. Sexually, we're a perfect match. The best I've ever experienced.
Absolutely
delicious. Cock-licious.
Well, this is quite funny though about her new boyfriend,
yeah,
Leandro. I'm not quite sure how I haven't really ascertained how they met, but this is the deal. He's 25. He's from Argentina, but he lives in LA. But he's been over here a couple of times now to see her. But yeah, one of his pals says, when he told me what Jordan was like, it was as if he had met his match. He is vain, loves attention, and wants to be a big star that doesn't really have much talent. And basically, it seems like he wants to be famous for being famous. And he said that is happening to him in the UK now that he is hanging out with Jordan, pretending to be a boyfriend. So she's all like besotted and stuff. Or maybe she's not besotted, maybe she just likes to show off about everything all the time. he really wants to be part of her life permanently, he doesn't want to be the rebound guy, blah, blah, blah. Jordan's making sure he's having the time of his life. Fame-hungry Leandro is enjoying the life of luxury she has been able to offer. She's showering him with gifts and taking him out for expensive meals.
Nando.
I see. He said he'd be in the country for a couple of days when she paid for a log cabin for him and her friends. That's weird. Have a sex party on my behalf. Or something. I don't think he's spent a penny yet, especially as she paid for his ticket out here. So this is all nice, isn't it? 25-year-old, don't really know what he does, how she even met him. He's just like a hot boy. And then he's just here, and now she's just paying for everything. Because I do not think she would slightly...
It's a bit like what happens to Tom Cruise in Cocktail with the biddy, isn't it?
The biddy?
Yeah. He gets off with the biddy, and that's when Elizabeth Shue gets all moody and upset and goes back home.
Oh.
And then he goes back to live in New York with the biddy, and she buys him things and makes him wear funny suits.
Oh, yeah, the biddy, yeah. I do remember that now. Look at this mega-posed picture. We're so in love. Anyway, this is quite a bit of it. I mean, it's either a set-up thing by someone, or it's him just trying to get famous. And it's just, we're going to see a lot of Jordan and Leandro. Oh, and here was the thing as well. She tweeted on here. So she put all these pictures on Twitter, and then she's written all this stuff, clever her, written all this stuff in Spanish. So one of the things she says was, es todo un tiano lo amo, which they say translates from Spanish as, he's such a sweet person, I love him. I was like, well, I don't really know Spanish that well, but I did learn once, and I know that es todo is all,
yeah,
and un tieno is something that, I think, someone that's kind or something like that. So,
all right.
So it basically means
spell it out.
It's all the sweet, lo amo, I love. Yeah.
Okay, spell it out to me. So I'll type it into Babelfish.
S yes.
Yeah.
Todo.
Yeah.
Un. And then tieno, which is T-I-E-R-N-O. Tieno.
That's it.
And then lo amo on the end.
Lo amo?
No. Two separate words.
Lo.
Lo and amo. Amo is love, basically. No, with one M.
Okay. Right. So select from in two languages, English to Spanish.
Spanish to English.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Master is everything, tender it.
So tieno means tender. This Babelfish doesn't work. It's not... doesn't work. Todo means all.
Yeah.
Tieno is like tender. Lo amo is basically I love him.
All right.
But it doesn't mean he's such a sweet person. And then when I looked it up before, when I was doing my reading, loads of... I typed in that phrase.
Did you put it in Babelfish?
I didn't put it in Babelfish. I put it into Google. And wrote translate, and loads of other things, loads of links came up to other magazines saying Jordan said this, which means, and loads of different people say different things that it means, people are just making it up. Don't they think that someone in the world might speak Spanish and could actually tell them that it doesn't? Yeah, Babelfish doesn't work. Master is everything. Where's master?
Oh dear, I dread to think.
There's no master in there. I've got to
use a fat one.
Because no, that's that would be. Oh no. Because I love you is Chiamo, I think, isn't it?
I can't do Spanish.
Chiamo. Yeah, I know it a bit. Not really that much, but anyway, I do like the Spanish actually. Or did you say?
Do you like the Spanish?
Yeah, I like very much like the food and the cuisine. All that's the same as food, isn't it?
I like the Wicker Donkeys. And they're Irish bars.
And the Spanish Irish bars?
Mm.
I haven't been to one, I don't think. I must have been to one. I've been to, like, Magaluf. I've been to Magaluf. Do you still want to be friends with me?
Yeah.
Good. Well, that's nice. Should we crack on? I think we're running over.
All right.
Oh, Mark and Lauren from Anyways Essex.
Mm.
Apparently he's popped the question.
Well, that's weird. He's going out with the Playboy bird, isn't
he? Oh, yeah, but he's only just split up with Playboy bunny, Taylor Collins. Not to mention his recent dalliances with half the cast of The Anyways Essex. But it seems the likes of Sam Fares and Lucy Mecklenburg mean nothing in comparison to his 10-year romance with Lauren. He got down on one knee at Essex Haunt Sugar Hut and hapless Lauren said yes. Oh, did we mention that the cameras were rolling during Mark's proposal and the entire The Only Way Is Essex film crew were there to capture the romantic scenes? Just saying. That's not real, basically. It can't be real.
No.
Those people aren't real anymore, basically. That's what's happened. They've become unreal items.
Well, they all, like, applied to be on it, didn't they?
Yeah. Yeah, but they kind of all just applied to be on it and there must have been a concept for... Oh, yeah. So there must have been a concept for it and then they decided where they were going to set it, or did they... There must be a concept for it and then they put an ad out and people replied to it. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Must have been like that.
And they probably were going to do it in Essex, weren't they?
Yeah. I mean a location as in a location in Essex. Oh, Crispin. Emma Watson apparently has announced that she is to put off her university studies to concentrate on all the work she's doing. Why was she ever going to university? What's the point of that? She was, like, famous already.
Yeah.
Probably earning loads of money.
Yeah.
Probably not really conducive. You can't have both. You can't have it all.
Can't have your cake and go to university. Unless you have really cheap cake.
These boobs killed a snake. Look at this really scary woman. She is Israel's answer to Jordan.
Shit the bed.
She's a bit more scary looking.
She's a bit older as well, isn't she?
She looks older. She's badly made up. Got terrible makeup on. Here's the thing. Busty glamour model Orit Fox is famous for her native Israel for her killer curves. Basically, she's got absolutely giant size bobs. I don't know how big they are.
Huge.
They're huge. They're like a big bum. Yeah. And anyway, she was doing a photo shoot with this snake and it bit her on the boob. The biting incident was filmed by the Spanish television channel and the bizarre footage shows the model posing for a shoot for a Tel Aviv radio station, wrapping the snake around her legs, waist and neck as she tries to strike a sexy pose. After nestling the snake into a huge cleavage, she attempts to form a closer bond with her slithering co-star by seductively licking its face. No wonder it fucking bit her. Jesus Christ. She just basically bit it. That's what... Oh, you're getting it up.
Mm-hmm.
On YouTube.
I'll add the video to the...
Oh. I don't want to see it. I don't want to watch it.
Okay, we'll watch it afterwards.
I'm just waiting for it to do it. And I just don't
want to skip forwards.
Yeah. Okay.
It's about there, look.
That's sexy.
Oh, it's getting a bit tired now. Go on, bite her.
Oh, God. I'd bite her too.
Here it goes. Oh!
Ow.
The sexy!
The sexy!
Right, back to the real world. Pregnancy. It's all like, it's all the...
Oh, game. Here's a girl with the massivest boobs.
All right.
At the bottom of this page about that one model, it says, Shayla Hershey from Brazil is a proud owner of the world's largest breasts at a whopping 38 triple K.
Triple gay?
Triple K. KKK. Shit.
Right. Pregnancy.
Yeah.
All the rage. Kelly Brook. Prego.
Is she pregnant again, Victoria Beckham? Unexpecting a girl, it says here.
Oh, really?
She's here unexpecting a girl.
Her as well. Danielle Lloyd. She's had a baby. She's having another one. I like this headline as well. Delighted Abby, who goes out with Peter Crouch. Delighted Abby moves mum in afterbirth.
What does that mean?
That's exactly what it says, isn't it?
Oh.
Yes.
Look at Kelly Brooks's absolutely more giant sized tits after she's become pregnant. That's what's going to happen to me if I get pregnant. Well, they're probably going to be bigger than that, aren't they? That's like, how many heads is that? That boob.
That one boob is the same size as her head. Right now.
Is it? Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe we need to get her on the podcast and we'll get some calipers.
Yeah. Measure her up.
Keep your mouth shut about us.
Who's us?
Cheryl is angry over Ashley's claims that they'll be reunited.
Oh, Cheryl. You're in a moody bum.
Yeah, moody boots.
Here's a quick one. Kelly O.
Kelly O.
Look at the fucking size of her head.
Such a massive head. The skinnier she gets, the more bigger her head it seems. All of the...
Huge.
The huge... The humongousness of her head is revealed as good as she goes. Got anything else?
Problems?
We've got some problems. Here's a little real life thing about a really stupid bloke. This girl and this guy fell in love and started going out with each other. Fine.
Yeah.
Moved to Brighton. Everything's going swimmingly. They've got a nice pad. It's all good. Then he says, oh, work is taking me on a... taking us all on a surprise holiday for the weekend, like a team building session. So I've got to go. Okay, sorry. Don't know where I'm going though. So she says, okay, bye. I'm in Texas, I think. I'm in Tenerife. And then, they've taken us to Tenerife and we're doing this and that. And he comes back and he's a bit moody and she reckons that he's been cheating on her and that something happened in Tenerife and he won't tell her. So she phones up his mate from work. And says, look, did something happen when you guys were in Tenerife? He's like, when who was in Tenerife? And she's like, when you guys went to Tenerife? He's like, we didn't go to Tenerife. And then, oh, is there too much? So then she eventually, he just tells it, but basically what he did was, after they'd been going out for a while, I think maybe, yeah, he basically applied to be on this show called Take Me Out, which is that like blind date show. He'd applied to be on it before and then he got through while they were together. So he just went on it and didn't tell her because he didn't think she'd understand because he just really wanted to be on the telly. So he went on it and he had a free holiday and all this kind of stuff. And he just really, and all the, did all this filming for it. And it's really, it's because he really wanted to be on the telly.
To be on telly.
How stupid is he actually? And one of the things she says in it is that they had sat and watched that programme together. It's like, well, so what? I'm just going to try and avoid it and think, hope that she never actually
said. Don't watch that one.
Yeah, God. Which episode is this? Oh, no, you can't watch this one.
Oh, yeah. Midsummer Murders is on. It's a really good one. I really want to watch it.
What a dickhead.
Should we look at our things on the... on Facebook.com/ Celebrity Gossip Podcast.
Let's go right down to... Okay, that's from the last... Okay.
Is it really not going to...
No, yeah, you've got a lot. We've got a lot.
Okay.
Danny Saunders, as always. Kirsten O'Brien from Children's BBC Parkway. I think I'm going to retire. My celebrity spots are getting naffer and naffer. Nothing really compares since I had Melanie Sykes the other week. You had Melanie Sykes? don't you remember there was a thing, but what Danny said... Danny says... The way he wrote it, I said it sounded like he'd had lunch with her, and then he said that that wasn't that what he said at all.
You're going to be in trouble now for that.
I'm going to be in trouble for this as well. Can't wait to have that conversation. Well, who's next? John Southgate. Go on.
Got a good JK celeb spot for you, dude. Had a chat with him whilst buying shoes in
Selfridges. What?
Turns out he's a size 8 or 9 and was in the market for some brown suede numbers. Was actually nice and didn't seem even close to beating me up.
It's because he hadn't had any cocaine yet. That's a good one. You actually spoke, chatted with him. I think John Southgate has overtaken Danny Saunders this week. Hugely. Isn't he?
You're going to cause a rift in the band.
I am. But John...
What's Jan doing? What are you eating?
What's she eating? A bug? She doesn't eat bugs. She doesn't, it's probably spiders, a bit of science flame. Rachel Stringer. I saw David Armand from BBC Three's How Not to Live Your Life and his more famous sign language version of Natalie I'll Shag Anyone Allegedly in Imbruglia's Torn at the bus stop on Church Street. What? What does that sentence say?
She's in this guy, David Armand.
Okay, she saw
David
him.
Armand.
David Armand. I think he might have thought I was mad, though, because I actually booked him for a cabaret gig about 4 years ago, so I sort of looked at him as if I knew him. But then I got all embarrassed in case he thought I was a Maddo fan who knew him from the telly and was going to attack him, so I had to walk past him and make sure I definitely didn't look at him again, and instead I got very involved in finding something in my handbag. He didn't get on the number 73 bus that I got on. This is a link to his sign language song. He's also on some rubbish new improv shows. That you have to prove that he's famous, Rachel. She had to post it in two sections because it was too long. I know the name, but I don't think I remember the man.
Me either. I'd never seen that before I looked at the video.
Did you? No. What, him doing...
I did that once, though. You know when you see a famous person and you think you know
them. You go, oh, right, but, oh no, it's not. I don't even know Jelly, he's not my mate.
Yeah. He's not even that famous either. It's Duncan X. Have I told you this before? Duncan X, who used to be in a band called Sheep on Drugs.
Oh, yeah.
Who I went to see a few times when I was a wee youngster, as a teenager.
Yeah, and you loved him.
And I walked down... I forget what road it is, the one that goes like between Pentonville Road and Rosebery Avenue, and he's got a tattoo shop on there, and he was sat in his tattoo shop looking out the window, and I walked past and I just recognised him instantly, and he went and then I thought, oh god, I don't know you, you're from that band,
and he just did the same thing,
walk along.
But he should be a bit more embarrassed because he doesn't know you.
No.
He just waved at a man because the man waved at him. That thing. It's like that game that we used to play in the car called Beep and Wave. We just beep and wave at anyone and they go, and just stop waving before they even have clocked who it is. They just wave it back at you. So then you're like, you don't know me. It's the most hilarious game.
Have you ever played Dateline on the tube?
No.
When you go up the escalators, you have to look at someone who's coming on the down escalator like you love them.
Yeah.
And then see what happens, and they go,
oh. Yeah, they always get scared and go, yeah. Well, I'd be scared if someone did that to me. Especially someone with a hairy face like yours. What's next?
A lot of interest in the Sarah Carlson post.
What was it for Sarah Carlson?
Have you not seen this?
No.
Mate, I'll show you afterwards.
Okay.
If listeners would like to check it out, they can go and look on the Facebook wall. Yep.
Okay.
It's amazing dancing. I'll just put a little bit of it on for you.
Okay.
And then we'll watch it afterwards.
Amazing dancing. I like it already. I like those men. They're funny, aren't they? What is this for? This is like the comedy dance that you would do to take the piss in the pub. Beautiful, isn't it?
Like a variety show from the 80s in Spain. It gets so much better.
She almost fell over then. It's actually ridiculous. I can't believe it. Who's ever seen this? This makes me think of Emma.
That's where I got it. Emma showed it to me.
Is that absolutely superb? Yeah,
stop, it goes on for ages. It goes on for
Can we watch it afterwards?
Yeah, yeah, I promise.
Turn it off now.
Okay.
That's hilarious. I love it.
This week's internet sensation. Right. Stringbot again.
I just saw the hot, tall, black one from Misfits in the Fat Cat Cafe on Church. What Fat Cat Cafe? What's that? In Stoke Newington. Had to avert my eyes immediately because that's one of my favourite programmes and I think he's well fit. And I looked rougher than a witch's arse. If I had some makeup on, though, he'd definitely be my new boyfriend.
Matt says that was just corpsey on his way to a fancy dress party.
Well, bearing, of course, the time that, of course, he dressed up as a penguin and blacked his face up. Right, the Crispin has posted this. Athena tennis bum lady revealed.
Oh, yeah, that's just a lady from the...
Are you sure it's not a...
It's not a proper model, it's just this lady. Look, she's just an old biddy now.
She's not very biddy-ish, is she?
Well, she's in her 50s.
Okay.
I definitely wouldn't be able to wank through a picture of her arse now.
All right, Crispin. Calm down with your weird thoughts. Anyway.
Nice post by Daniel Bucket of Royal Wedding Tat.
Yes, I did see that, actually.
All right, should we do the problems?
Yeah.
Sex talk. From Confident Tracy. My husband gets erections and ejaculates, but doesn't feel like he's had an orgasm. He used to experience them, but doesn't anymore. Is this normal?
That's weird. That's really weird. He doesn't feel it, it's just like...
Yeah.
And
it's not normal, but it's clearly not normal.
What does she say?
Oh, she gives it a medical name and then says that he has to phone up a sex helpline or something.
Should you brush your teeth before oral sex, Dr. Phil? He says after is probably a better idea. Very few genitals notice garlic breath. Although I can see the point of protecting your own taste buds with a minty mouth. He's horrible, isn't he?
It's quite a toothpaste all along the cock.
What? There is a theory that brushing before can open up cracks in the gums, making it more likely that infection can pass through, but I haven't seen any proof of this. What? Infections like herpes and gonorrhea can be passed on through oral sex, so it's safest to suck, blow, lick. Suck slash blow slash lick through a condom. Either whole on a penis or cut into a latex square over a vulva. Yuck. Just prepare my little sheath.
Yeah, I'm just going to
be your vagina, dear. Just give you some oral sex.
I've got some condoms here. This one, I'm going to cut it into a square.
Dr. Phil's little bit that he says in the middle, you know how he goes mad and says something ridiculous? The one this week is, Dr. Phil says, : don't let Ashley Cole point a loaded penis at you. He's actually completely off his tits, isn't he?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what's going on. Yeah.
Dr. Phil, nervous breakdown. should I invite my old friends? My sister's organising 30th birthday for me. I know she'll invite some friends who I'm trying to move on from. They're nice enough, but I've grown in a different direction. Should I say not to invite them, or is that really rude?
I don't know, really. Invite who you want, isn't it?
Don't even care.
Don't really care very much.
This one's got a brilliant title.
What is it?
Toys Terrify Him.
I've got a thing about that this week as well.
Have you?
Is it sex toys? I take it it's not a child.
It's not like...
like a toddler who's scared of toys.
No. It's in sex talk. It's not like someone shits himself.
I just thought it was your general problem page.
No.
Oh, Jen.
I want to try sex toys, particularly a vibrator, with my husband.
You don't have to try it.
But he thinks it means he's not enough. How can I make him feel less threatened?
What is it with all these pansy boys recently and all these problem pages? There's been loads of ones. I've got one too. It says, my boyfriend and I have a healthy sex life, but I'd like to spice things up and use sex toys. When I talked to my partner about it, he said he was against the idea and said, we don't need toys because I have him. I feel really frustrated.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we don't need toys because he's got me and I've got him. I feel really frustrated. That's a good one. Yeah, what is it with all these boys? I feel inadequate when you get the sex
toys.
No,
maybe you're insecure, like I'm not good at sex. Well,
maybe
that's
not.
True.
We should know. I'm not going to say that. Moving swiftly on.
I've got another one then. No. Closest agony uncle Jeff Brazier reveals how men think. He's a fuckwit. My husband never seems to think of the little things that women appreciate, like making me a cuppa or buying my favourite flowers. Why are men oblivious to what makes women happy?
What, making me a cup of tea? Anyone can make me a fucking cup of tea. I don't need a boyfriend to make me a cup of tea. Jesus Christ.
Jeff basically says that he's the perfect man. And I have dinner on the table for my girlfriend almost every night. But if I thought it wasn't appreciated, I'd stop. God. I've had enough.
I've probably got a couple of little top tips from Chizzy.
Safe.
It was Charlie and Lizzie, that is. It's two people. Put their names together, it makes Chizzy. The star tip. In fact, actually, everyone... in this one this week, it seems a bit like they might have gone, they're women, sort of middle-aged women who've gone a bit mad, do you know what I mean? Like gone, like the stress of life has made them just go a bit over the, off the rails a bit, and they're just starting doing crazy, just doing stupid things and going, you can imagine them sort of laughing wildly about stuff. Like, if you can't find an emery board to file your nails with, do what I always do and use the side of a matchbox instead. It works just as well and saves money too. That's from Mandy Shaw. From Stoke-on-Trent. Right, Jan?
You've put the Haribo Star Mix on top of a...
Oh, your banana. There you go. If you love pretty candles and don't want them to melt away, let them burn a little and then pop a tea light in the top. When it dies out, you can just replace it, keeping your fancy candle intact. I've also put these lovely beads around mine.
Oh, dear.
This one as well. This woman's definitely gone mad.
Shit on the beads.
My old scales were looking a bit tatty, so it still worked just fine, so I decided to jazz them up by covering them with pretty paper. They're bright and colourful now. Just imagine coming home one day to find your mum, like, wrapping papering the...
The kitchen scales.
The kitchen scales.
Tin foiling up the cupboards.
Yeah.
This one is David's cupboard.
Yeah. Exactly. Everyone's gone a bit mad. I think that's that. I've got to say from them. So I think I'm done too. Jan, what do you think?
All right.
Jan, this is going to have some catnip.
Now you have to introduce your band.
That wasn't a very good introduction, was it? I just had a cough. Caught it off your dreadful girlfriend.
Well, that's right. Oh no, look, we've done a massive long one again.
We keep doing this shit. This song is by a band that I saw recently that were good, called The Lift Men. And it's called Troubled Teens, and they're pretty good. I think they're from, I can't remember whether they're from Bristol or not. But I saw them in Bristol, and they're good. Listen to it, get it in your ears.
I've got a gig in my calendar for this week. Oh shit, I think it was tonight.
What was it?
I can't remember. I saw it at the beginning of the week. Ah, piss.
It's making this more boring now.
Yeah.
I think we better say goodnight to you.
Yeah, maybe you should just...
Yeah, see you later. I try to get you with a cure for trouble teens.